The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving right back into it here on a Monday. Do these weeks go by fast or slow to you? Or do you have to get to a certain day? Because, I mean, I love the fact they're playing Saturday at 3:30. Because if they do win, the rest of your night's awesome. Or I should say, when they win, the rest of your evening is fantastic. Because then you're like, oh, I don't really care about this Detroit-Washington game. Oh, I just want to see, you know, a good game.
You know what? Here's what's going to happen.
Because that is the second game on Saturday.
Yeah, here's what's going to happen. I'm bummed because it's Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan this Saturday night. So I'm going to have to miss that because of the Chiefs game, which I'm fine with, you know. I'm like, there'll always be that one person that maybe you'll never get to see, you know. I don't know who that may be for you guys. Like that one band, that one artist, one comedian.
Never got to see
him. Well, he's dead, yeah. So you never, is that the one that you kind of
I never
regret.
Got to see him, and I kind of wish I would have.
Yeah. Like, I always look back at, like, Frank Sinatra. I wish I would have gotten, like, my parents were headed to.
It was long gone before I had a chance.
I know. My parents were headed to a Frank Sinatra concert in the 80s, and it was canceled as they were driving there. And so they to this day, they're like, ah, Frank Sinatra screwed us. And then, you know, I kind of like Frank Sinatra music, so they kind of got back. Either way. But, like, there's always going to be that one person that and Seinfeld just may end up being that guy. You know, for me,
his crowd's going to look like, too.
That's the thing.
Why is nobody here?
Don't you think with a football game, they would have rescheduled the show?
It's not like you didn't think they were going to play again next week. They win all the time.
So that's why, honest to God, why I thought this game would be on Sunday. Because how many people are supposedly going to, you know, T-Mobile to watch Seinfeld and Gaffigan? If they sell that thing out, that's 18,000 people that are going to that thing. So I don't know how they come up with the formula.
You could still go. You just may not remember the show.
So that my wife last night, she goes, so are we going like, right to Seinfeld after the game? I'm like, I don't want to. No.
Game comes down to a field goal. Chiefs win in the last second. The last place you want to go is sit down and watch comedy.
Right, exactly. And so I'm like, I can't commit to that, you know. And so I'm sure a lot of people are wrestling with this dilemma right now. Now, if you're not going to the game, it's 3:30. You got plenty of time to get to the show and whatnot. But, you know, I think it starts at 7 or 8. The game starts at 3:30. It's over 6:30, 7 o'clock by the time you get to the car, get to the bus and, you know, get back out, you know, on the highways and get out of there. So it's going to be a tough one. And like these are Mission Hills problems that we're living in right now.
Yeah.
God forbid I have to miss Seinfeld to go watch a Chiefs playoff game, right? Like, oh, woe is me. Here's my little fiddle that everybody is, you know, is going to be playing. But I'm with Dusty. If you have that first game and you win, the rest of the weekend is fantastic.
House money.
You have that first game and you lose. Pitchers and catchers report, man.
Yeah.
Because I told Dusty during the break, I said, if something should happen and they don't win in the postseason, like, how invested are you going to be afterwards? I think in Kansas City, the time that the Chiefs lose in the playoffs and don't advance, we've already seen them not advance to a Super Bowl. But if they lose in, like, a divisional round or something, I mean, I don't want to see Monday morning. Like, you thought the snow days were bad where nobody was going to work. The football team, I've always said, in every town affects the mood of everybody on a Monday. And if you lose in the postseason, which we have in the past, that carries, man. That carries for a while.
Yeah,
especially this game.
Yeah.
Losing next weekend's a little bit different than losing this weekend.
Enough talk about losing.
Yeah, enough talk. Exactly. But we're just having the conversation because everybody, you know, like, do you love that 3:30 Saturday game? Yeah, if you lose that 3:30 Saturday game, like, Houston fans going to suck the rest of the weekend.
This is maybe, and I feel like, Bob, this is right up your alley. Do you remember what day they played the AFC Championship game on last year? Was it a Saturday or a Sunday?
The AFC Championship's always on a Sunday.
Oh, I thought they flipped every year.
No, they flipped the times. Like, the AFC's early, then the NFC's late. This year, the AFC's the late game.
So it's always on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So we at least know, right?
Right.
You have to change that playoff format. But there was conversation of that.
JB, three games this week featuring teams with better records than their opponents, but playing on the road, including the one that we have coming up in an hour. Now, the NFL will take another look this offseason at potentially changing the playoff format. Maybe top four teams in win percentage get a home game instead of division winners. Team owners haven't shown much of an appetite for changing, though.
Why would they? Right? Like, because they want that home game and that money. But again, last night, perfect example, Washington, 12-5, went and played against the team. 10-7.
Right.
And it's like, okay. Like,
so the only way you change the format,
Minnesota
then, and I know,
playing in the Rams tonight,
right?
Again,
at least they put that on a neutral site game, but I mean,
didn't plan on it.
They didn't plan on it. Yeah. No, that's true. They didn't plan on that one. Duh.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I thought, like, oh, at least they got a neutral site game. Like,
there's some guy who's a Minnesota fan out there lighting fires, which I don't think that was the case, but even though they are human lit, but either way.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. But if we're going to do it, you know, and reseed and all that, mm-hmm. then just eliminate the divisions and ask yourself this. Like, I feel this way with baseball, okay? The American League Central. Mm-hmm. Like, do you need to really see the Tigers and the White Sox and the Twins 13 times a year, right? Probably not. And I'm sure no matter what division you're in sports, maybe you get tired of seeing the same teams over and over again. Get stale. I wouldn't mind blowing up the divisions and keeping the AFC NFC, mm-hmm. but doing it all scheduling kind of a round robin type of schedule. Now, you get to protect one rivalry, right? Each team gets to protect one rivalry. I think it would be Raiders and Chiefs, and you would play them home and away each year. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it becomes a round robin based on the formula that they're going to use for strength of schedule and all that kind of stuff to get everybody to kind of play everybody. And then maybe we can start seeding based on winning percentage. But until the NFL is willing to get rid of the divisions, which divisions were started in sports back in the early 1900s because you had to take a train to go to these places. So they wanted to keep these teams close so you wouldn't have to travel all that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't matter anymore. I think you could eliminate the divisions, seed teams 1-16 in the AFC and the NFC, and then that's how you kind of do your play. I mean, they're doing it anyway, mm-hmm. right? Like, when you start to see the early standings of the postseason, who's the best record, who's the second best record, like, they've already got it out there. Why not start doing it that way? Eliminate divisions, protect one rivalry game for every team, and then just seed them 1-7 based on winning percentage.
I think it's kind of based on my opinion, kind of like how college football was, right? Like, just because Boise State won the Mountain West doesn't mean they should have gotten a first-round bye. Because you look at the division and the statistics of that number and, like, the winning percentage in that division, mm-hmm. Or that conference was not great. The other thing I would ask is, like, you know, in the playoffs, you know, this is, again, we're spitballing, trying to come up with new ideas. Why does it always have to be the AFC versus the AFC, the NFC versus the NFC? What if the Super Bowl was the Bills versus the Chiefs? What if the Super Bowl was like the Lions and the Vikings? Like, what if that was the case? Is there any sort of, you know, longevity that I know there's a lot of people like, no, keep the Super Bowl always AFC, NFC, which is totally fine. Mm-hmm. I'm totally good with that. But again, like, what if that was the possibility where, like, you know, because how many times have we heard it before? Bills Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, or Bills Ravens, or Chiefs Ravens in the AFC Championship game, that is the Super Bowl.
Oh, every year.
Right?
Every year.
If Bills Chiefs play in the Super Bowl, and let's say somehow Minnesota makes it to the Super Bowl, they get in there, do you think there'll be more hype around Bills Chiefs, or do you think there'd be more hype around Bills and Bills Chiefs or Chiefs Vikings?
Chiefs Bills.
Yeah, and that would be a bigger game for the Super Bowl than it would be an AFC Championship game.
That's interesting because
a lot of people say that championship weekend is the best weekend of the playoffs.
See, I've heard a lot of people say divisional is the best weekend of the playoffs as well, right? Depending on how you want to view it, more games on the divisional weekend. The Viking thing is an interesting one, Dusty, because they've never won a Super Bowl. When was the last time the Vikings were in a Super Bowl? It wasn't Super Bowl IV, obviously. They played some others since. But, I mean, you're talking like the 70s, the last time the Vikings were in the Super Bowl. I think if the Vikings get into the Super Bowl, you're going to kind of see the internet break, much like it did when Kansas City first got into the Super Bowl and whatnot. I think America likes these teams that haven't been there for a while. That's why they like Detroit, Buffalo, you know, Minnesota, everybody kind of rooting for the underdog, and I use that term loosely, but those are teams that never won, right? Minnesota Vikings have never won a Super Bowl. Detroit's never won a Super Bowl, and Buffalo's never won a Super Bowl. If one of those three gets into the Super Bowl this year, that's who everybody's going to be rooting for. There's no doubt everybody's going to be rooting, you know, for one of those teams. But you mentioned getting rid of the AFC and the NFC. I'm going to make a bold statement here. And you're going to roll your eyes. You're going to go, you're an idiot. I promise you will, both of you. I think baseball gets rid of American and National League before football gets rid of AFC and NFC.
I don't think that's a horrible take. They already play what, like, every team in Major League Baseball plays each other, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
but for, like, for the postseason and everything, like, just get rid of it all. Have, like, East and West and go combine to the 70s. Everybody. Yeah. You know? No, but, I mean, just get rid of American and National and call the Eastern side and the Western side, however you want to do it. I think baseball, because I think Rob Manfred is more, the term visionary may aggravate some baseball people, but he's willing to make changes, right?
He's willing to change.
He's willing to make changes. Yeah, like, big-time changes. So, I could see baseball getting rid of American and National League before the football gets rid of AFC and NFC. But I like that idea. Like, I'm all about changing some things because some stuff does get stale after a while.
Yeah, maybe that's my old man take, but now just keep the same. We're good.
Yeah, you're with the text line. Nobody in the text line agrees.
Okay, no
one
in the text line. Okay,
I hate it.
Why though? If you could present some reasons other than this is the way it's always been, right? And I'm used to it this way. Like, I think Dusty gives some good reasons, some good takes about why we should look at doing something different. I'm always open to making changes. If it's better for the sport, let's go for it. If it doesn't work, you can always go back, right? Like, that's the great thing about the NFL. They make changes all the time, and then they go, that sucked, back to the original.
Yeah.
And they go back to whatever they were doing the prior year. So you can make these changes, enact these changes, see how these changes go. If they're total disasters, then punt. Not a big deal.
From the 816, stop trying to engineer the best games. It's never going to work. Good matchups on paper, dud games all the time. And then the other one from the 785, have the seventh seed play the two seed in the NFC, so on and so on, like the World Cup. So, like, you'd have, you know, Buffalo play Philadelphia, or you'd have Washington, or I guess you'd have Washington play Buffalo. Like, that's how they would do that. Like,
I'm not understanding that.
You have the seventh seed in the AFC, Denver play the two seed in the NFC, and the seventh seed in the NFC play the two seed in the, you know what I'm saying?
So you like switch. Cross.
I kind of like that. Cross yeah, eyes. That's
not
cool.
Interesting.
No, creates,
not a bad
no,
test.
I like that. Yeah. That's a good one. Take the day off.
Yeah. Then
no, that's cool.
Because then
one.
Baltimore doesn't play Pittsburgh,
yeah.
Right? You don't have that 3-5 matchup. Then they play Minnesota, and it's Baltimore-Minnesota.
No. I got goosebumps from that, man.
Have
that's cool. Let's go, man. You get the day off for that. That's
have
a good
day,
one. 785
on a Monday. It's 7:57. You're off on the other side.